AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine says it hit a Russian warship with missiles. It later sank. AP Sagar Magani reports the Pentagon now agrees.
Just yesterday.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile.
But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also did not refute the reports. And today, a senior defense official says the U.S. now believes at least one and probably two anti-ship missiles hit the cruiser, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow would not say the ship was attacked, only that a fire on board caused heavy damage. The vessel sank yesterday while being towed to port, a major symbolic defeat for Russia in a war already seen as a huge blunder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in the area around Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, say the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been found since the Russian troops left. Most of them had been shot. Russian forces and separatist fighters from eastern Ukraine continue their attack on Mariupol. About 100,000 people remain in the city, which had more than 400,000 residents before the invasion. City Council says locals report seeing Russian troops digging up bodies that were buried in residential courtyards and not allowing any new burials of people killed by them. Firefighters in New Mexico working to keep wind-driven flames from burning hundreds of homes and summer cabins in and near a mountain village in the southern part of the state. More than 240 homes have already burned. Fire Incident Commander David Bales.
Today's a little hotter, a lot drier, and going to be a lot more windy. We have red flag wind conditions today. Again, that often hampers our aviation assets.
An elderly couple was found dead outside their burned home. Three bald eagles have died of avian flu in Georgia. Federal officials have confirmed more than 660 cases in wild birds this year. Tens of millions of domestic birds have also died from the disease or were euthanized. This is AP News. Coronavirus cases are on the rise again. The AP Shelley Adler has more.
Thanks to the BA2 subvariant, COVID-19 cases are up across the country. The seven-day rolling average for daily new cases rose to almost 40,000 this week, up from just over 30,000 two weeks ago. That's according to Johns Hopkins. But no one expects a peak nearly as high as the last one when the contagious Omicron version of the coronavirus ripped through the population. Experts say a higher level of immunity from vaccinations or past infections is keeping the surge somewhat in check. I'm Shelley Adler.
After a week of trucks being backed up for miles in northern Mexico, spoiled fruit and vegetables, and slowdowns in U.S. factories needing parts stuck in the traffic jams, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ends state troopers inspecting every truck entering the state from Mexico. His plan was to curb the flow of migrants and drugs as part of his disagreement with the Biden administration immigration policy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.